Oh, hey, you're home. Great. Hey, before you sit down, I was wondering about something. Were you raised to live like a pig, or did you learn that kind of behavior? What am I talking about? Look at this. These dishes have been sitting here for 2 days. They're disgusting. Washing your dirty dishes is beginner-level adult stuff. Are you not even capable of something like that? I clean all my dishes as soon as I'm done, so you get to live in a nice place with a responsible flatmate. Is it too much to ask that you would show the same level of respect to me? Jesus. No, you don't care, do you? Because it's not the first time I've asked you to do this. Yeah, you've got other things to think about. You've probably been out all night, getting dudes' numbers, while I'm here cleaning the bathroom. You know, when I interviewed you as a potential flatmate, you made it sound like you were a responsible and conscientious person to live with. And I don't particularly like having to feel like the bad guy just because you'd rather be out shaking your ass for guys all night, while there's things that need to be done around here. Well, then what were you doing? If you weren't out all night behaving like a slut, huh? Ah, fuck. Fucking hell. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. That was too far. It wasn't fair of me. I'm just frustrated. Ah, fuck. Sorry. No, I don't think you're a slut. It's just that I'm here doing all of the work to keep this place nice for both of us, while you're going out dressed like that, looking like that. It's great that you enjoy going out looking great and having fun, but it's only the two of us living here, and someone actually has to work to keep it nice. It would be great if you could help out sometimes. Yeah, okay, sure. Look, I don't want to live in a house with this kind of tension, okay? We need to figure this out. What? Are you serious? Oh my god, are you serious right now? Everything I just said, and that's what you take away from it? Yes, you look... Yes, you look great. But I didn't ask you to live here because you're hot. I asked you to live here because you seemed reliable. I'm very worried that I misjudged that. You seem to be more fixated on whether or not I think you look hot. Fucking hell. No. Okay, you're not a slut. No, I know you've not brought a single guy back here since we moved in. There's nothing wrong with going out and having fun. I just... What's that? Oh, I'm jealous, am I? What, because you go out dressed up sexy and have fun? While I'm here being a grumpy asshole? Yeah, I'm jealous, no shit. You'd be jealous too if you had to stay here and clean the house all night while I was going out flirting with people and showing my body off like that. Look, I get that life is different for hot people. You get to have all the fun and expect other people to foot the bill. But you're not going to get away with that here, okay? Oh, no, I'm not threatening to kick you out. I don't want you to move out. I want you to get this figured out so that we can be happy together here. Yeah, okay, fine. Clean them in the morning. It's late, I get it. Yeah. Go to bed. It's okay. All right. Good night. Fucking hell. Oh my god, what the fuck? Are you fucking serious? Jesus fucking Christ. Hey, what the fuck? I get to... Jesus Christ, will you put some fucking clothes on? Yeah, I know. You're allowed to dress however you want in your own bedroom. I know. I just... Yes, I know I shouldn't burst in unannounced. But look, I can almost see, like, you're fuck. Look, I go to hang my clothes on the rack in the laundry, and guess what? It's covered with your underwear. The same underwear that dried days ago and you haven't taken off the rack yet. You can't just leave your stuff lying around when I need to use the drying rack. Like, seriously. Like, look at these. Like, yes, this is your underwear I've got. It's dry. It's been dry for days. Why is it still on the rack? Oh, no, I'm not playing with your underwear. What the fuck are you talking about? Oh my god. Fucking hell. I got it off the rack to show you that it's dry. Excuse me. Are you seriously calling me a pervert? Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. I've come into your room unannounced when you're almost naked with a fistful of your underwear, but... Ah, fucking hell. God. I know you're trying to be funny, but this is serious. Like, I'm annoyed. Why are you always trying to make jokes when I'm angry? Why can't you just listen to what I say? And seriously, please, put some clothes on. Don't just stare at me like that when you're practically naked. You seriously think you can just do whatever you want because you're hot? It's so frustrating being the caretaker of a spoiled, pretty little brat like you. What the fuck? Don't push me. Hey, I said don't fucking push me. Oh my god, what the fuck are you? Hey, stop it. Seriously, like, stop it. Hey, come on, you're almost naked. Fuck, will you stop messing around? Jesus. Hey, look. Oh, look out. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Are you okay? Oh, shit, did you hit your head? No, it's okay. Don't get up. Just, it's okay. Are you okay? Oh, no, just, look out. I've got you, don't worry. Fuck. Oh, my god. No, it's okay. I've got you. Don't worry. Just if you've hit your head, then we should stay down here for a minute. Okay? Like, don't rush to get up. All right? Fuck. I know you didn't mean to take it too far. I know you were just messing around. Is it sore? Like, was it the back of your head? Here, let me see. No, there's no blood, but you might have a lump. You poor thing. Okay, look, here, if you just... Yeah, look, I'll just get down here, and... If you lift your head, I'll just put it on the floor underneath, and you can just, like, rest your head down on it, okay? Yeah, don't get up yet. No, it's okay, I'll lie down here with you. Look, I'm sorry that I was mean to you. I get carried away sometimes. Maybe you're right. Maybe I am just jealous. You're a little younger than me, and you're still in your fun times, going out. I'm not really in that era anymore. Yeah, well, you're always looking so pretty and carefree, and I'm not really like that these days. I used to be, it gets frustrating. Maybe it's my own fault. I probably wasn't really being totally honest when I said that I didn't ask you to live here because you're attractive. Well, it wasn't the only reason I asked you to live here, but maybe I just liked the idea of having someone beautiful and fun around. But I really did think that you would actually be more responsible. And you're just... not. So when you're always making fun of me and avoiding responsibility, it gets me angry. It's really frustrating. What? Really? You actually like living with me? I find that surprising. Well, I can't say that living with you has always been easy for me. Is your head okay? Well, maybe if you didn't try to wrestle me, you wouldn't have fallen and hurt it. I hate to think what you're like on the dance floor. You must be falling over all the time. Oh, you're a good dancer, huh? Hard to believe. No, I know that you don't wish to disappoint me. It's okay, I just... Yeah, okay, sure. I'll give you a hug. But you really should be wearing more clothes, you know that? I know that you enjoy wearing as little as possible. That was obvious as soon as you moved in. Maybe that's another reason I'm always feeling frustrated. Yeah, all right, well, come here. I'm sorry I shouted at you. I'm sorry you hit your head, okay? You're really warm for someone with an ice pack on the back of their head. Look, do you really want this living arrangement to work out? Well, good, because so do I. So I think we need to find a new dynamic. This is what I propose. I'm the boss of the house. And you're like... my employee. Instead of hoping that you just do things here and there, I will designate you tasks. You do as I say. When I tell you what needs to be done, you do it. And you don't go out and you don't have fun until the chores are finished. You can continue to dress in as little clothes as you like, but you will cover yourself up until your jobs are finished. And if you want to get changed into those tiny shorts or just walk around in your underwear, you can't do it until the house is clean. If we're going to live together, you're going to have to learn some discipline. And you'll just have to trust that I will treat you fairly. Okay? Well, good, because I wasn't really asking. How's your head feeling? Is it okay? Good. Yeah, I didn't even realize that I was stroking your hair this whole time. Sorry, it just sort of happened. I'm not really used to you and I being this close. I'm gonna go to bed. Let's start fresh over in the morning, okay? Okay. Alright, good night.